KVNR Lakeville, KVNC Cambridge, KVNZ Eden Prairie.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr.
Drew?
Yes. In tonight for Dr. Bruce. That's the truth, filled in for Dr. Bruce. That's the way I look at it, at least for the remainder of this week. And we'll play next week by ear.
We will.
How that goes. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, fresh from his triumphant tour of Washington, D.C.
That was cool.
You addressed Congress.
Where HFS rules there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge station there.
It is a huge station there.
And I love that HFS, and they were smart enough to put Loveline on years ago.
Yes.
They were one of the very first syndicators of this show. God bless that HFS.
That's a great town. What a great town.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I spoke on Capitol Hill, and then that was more of a sort of coalition-building experience with lots of other lobby groups. That was interesting. And then I spoke on behalf of the National Institute of Health later that afternoon. And
where?
That was at the National Press Club. And that was speaking on behalf of the government, right?
Right.
With the government agency. And you have no idea how bizarre it is trying to just advocate on behalf of the government when you have the Washington Press there. Here's how it went, basically. Like, we got this thing where we teach kids about keeping their brain healthy and how actually whatnot affects brain. We have all this research. Press immediately. How much money are you spending on this? Well, you know, we did 7 PSAs. I'm donating my time. I think they spent $160,000 on PSAs. How dare you? Then it's, what? We got this big problem. Yeah, it's a huge problem. Why aren't you spending more money? How much do you think this is going to do against the huge problem? And, well, we don't have the budget. Well, we're not suggesting you spend more money.
Right.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you can't get anywhere.
You can't win.
So what, did you speak in front of Congress?
In front of staffers.
No, right. Yeah. Staffers. So these are
on Capitol Hill.
Interns
cool.
And people like doing internships and pages and guys like that.
No, it was above that, but not way above that.
Cleaning crew, cafeteria. Did they have a cafeteria there?
No, they were all there.
Some of the cafeteria folks there.
Yeah, yeah.
With the hairnets and the plastic gloves, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they were there.
No actual senators or anything
that. No.
See, I knew it. This is like the time you told me you're going to be on Larry King.
Yeah.
Remember that? And I said, you and what army?
Right, right.
And you said, as far as I know, just me on Larry King. And I said, we'll see about that. Turn on the TV later that night. There's Drew and the
mother love.
No, my brain is fracking. I didn't get enough sleep last night. But the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with Dr. Drew and Mother Love. And 18 of the original 26 Harlem Globetrotters.
The King family.
And the council. All right. Kennedy, who you guys all remember as the Virgin Kennedy from MTV fame, and a few other endeavors will be on here. Kennedy and Drew are doing a pilot for a daytime TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to come in here. She's a favorite of ours.
Yes.
A good personal friend of ours. And she'll be in here just a little bit later on. And that's good, because I didn't get any sleep last night, so she can carry the show tonight.
Right.
That's what I'm looking forward
to. Fine.
And, Drew, you'll be here for the rest of the evening, or do you have to go somewhere?
Probably the rest of the week.
Really? The rest of the week?
Isn't that amazing?
Full 2 hours each night?
I don't know. We'll see.
Play that by ear?
Some of those cafeteria folks
were
asking for you to come back. So.
Wow.
Brad?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I need to know a couple answers here. I've where I'm going to a rave in about a week and a half, about 10 days.
I'll see you there.
And me and my buddies. And last time we were at a rave in May, I've got a source for some Pure E.
Yeah. What's the difference between the Pure E you can get and the E I have to buy at the park?
Oh, that stuff's pure. It's guaranteed. It's pure. It's nothing cut.
I see. So you're saying the difference between the Pure E and the stuff everyone else gets is yours is pure?
No, well.
Hold on a second. Drew, pad and pencil.
Here it is.
Let me write that down.
P-U.
All right. Should I just write P for Pure E and then put another P behind it for pure, or should I just write it all the way out?
Well, we're still alive.
Right.
We're still living. I mean, we met three girls there, okay?
You're 17?
Yeah.
Jesus, sounds like he's been driving a truck since Korea.
We met three girls, and my buddies had a video camera, and they wanted to take the E, so the three girls did. We got them on video, given permission to, and after that.
What would be given permission? Yeah, like a, we had a release there for this is your likeness, maybe?
Like a deposition?
Yes, right.
They were, we got about 15, 20 guys that took them down.
I see.
And, I mean, that, and what I want to know is, we want to invite these same three girls to this rave coming up.
Yeah, can they walk okay?
Yeah.
He had 15, 20 guys had sex with them?
Yeah.
How old were the girls?
They were 16, 17, 18.
All right.
Something like that. Yeah, we didn't really ask. But we got them on video, and they made a great video.
I see. You had video of them having sex.
It really had a great video.
At the rave?
At the rave.
Where do you have sex at the rave?
In the cars, in the pickup trucks.
Okay.
In the back of in the bed of the pickup truck.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So we want to know, their second dose of E, because the first one really worked great. And the girls are still,
they're close personal friends.
We know.
They're dear friends.
So we want to invite them again.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We wouldn't want to miss that.
But is there any, short-term, long-term type of side effects, the bad side effects of E? I mean, pure E. Because I guess I still got the source.
Well, nothing except memory deficits, chronic mood disturbances, panic attacks, and chronic anxiety.
And when you're 17, you sound like you're 47.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The hell goes on at these raves. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. While your kids are at the raves, all the kids' parents should be arrested. They really should. I mean, you imagine you got a 16-year-old girl. She's heading off to the rave.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Be home by 3, honey.
All right, honey, I want you to be home by the time the street lights go off. What time is that? About 10? Yeah, about 6:30 in the morning. Holy Christ. Honey, you said you're going to be in at 3:45. It is now 4:20. Where have you been? I phoned all the cheap motels looking for you. I don't know. But did he have a question?
No.
Okay. Kenneth?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
Oh, look, everyone's got a video camera and E. Can you imagine what kind of debauchery is being captured on film these days?
Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What 15-year-old girl isn't going to have some horrible footage of herself by the time she's 25?
These days.
What screwball boyfriend of hers does not have a video camera? And if I had my hands on a video camera at 15 and was getting laid, you're goddamn right I'd be taping it.
But even if you had a video camera.
And how freaky would it be to watch now?
Ooh.
Can you imagine seeing your scrawny white bare ass on top of some pimple-faced chick with a retainer? Just the decor in the room would be worth it. See your Allman Brothers poster and your lava lamp and your beanbag chair off in the corner. How freaky would that be? All right, Kenneth, what's up?
All right, first of all, I want to say you guys are great. You're very funny. And Drew, you help out a lot.
Yeah, when he's here, he's great, yeah.
My question is, when my girlfriend gives me oral sex, I cannot ejaculate.
Okay.
Not uncommon.
Yeah, but you do during intercourse?
No, I'm still a virgin.
Oh, I see. You've never had intercourse.
But you think you probably could if you had intercourse.
Now, how can one speculate on one's penis that way?
Well,
okay, but you do not have the orgasm during oral sex.
Correct.
Yeah, this is bad times, brother. Because you're not having intercourse because you're trying to sort of sidestep Jesus. Meanwhile, you're getting the BJ, and you think you're pulling a fast one over on the big man upstairs. But he shoots a bolt of lightning down your nuts, and you can't have an orgasm. See how that works?
Is there anything that I can do, or
start focusing?
I can when I masturbate, though.
You can when you masturbate.
Correct.
Does it take you a long time?
No, not really.
Okay.
I can like when I want to, then I can.
Okay. Here's what you're going to need to do.
All right.
Recreate.
Let me explain something. I heard this story that Tiger Woods' dad, when he was like 10 and out on the links, would jack him off. He thought I was going somewhere. No, Tiger Woods' dad, when he was out on the links, he'd be getting ready to drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like 10 years old, and his dad would be yelling, trying to distract him. Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, half-breed! You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yelling stuff.
Yeah.
I made the half breed part of it. That's me. That's called artistic license. That trip. The point is he wanted Tiger to be able to play under these conditions. Now, here's what I think Kenneth needs to do.
Fire drills.
Kenneth needs to get like a strobe light going and put some AM talk radio on, maybe a religious station.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Open the curtains.
Start jogging.
Try to masturbate while keeping a paddle ball going with the other hand, you know, with the one with the elastic cord on it.
And hone your skill.
Now, if you can have an orgasm under these adverse conditions, then when you're in a quiet room with your girlfriend, she's giving her a pleasure, you'll be able to squeeze one off. That's what I do. That's how I keep my edge. Marie?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I'm going out with this guy, and I was seeing his brother about 2 years ago. And I've been going out with this guy for about a year. And I can't help but have, like, dreams about this other guy. And whenever I see him, I can't, like, I keep thinking about how it was with us. And
did the other guy dump you or what?
Not really. We were just seeing each other.
So he never was a boyfriend in the first place?
No, yeah, not really.
Why not?
Because he just...
was 23.
And you were 15?
14.
I was 15 at the time.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
And he was just having sex with you.
Were you having sex with him?
Yeah.
No.
But it wasn't for a while, though.
Yeah, but the point is, that's the only thing he was concerned with.
Well, it wasn't for a while. How long was it?
Careful. A few months.
This disturbs Adam even more.
He wasn't pressuring me at all.
Yeah. I was just talking about this.
No, this is just, that was his vibe. That was his
okay, working that angle.
Yeah.
How old's his brother? 42?
No. He's 23 now, and the guy I'm going out with right now is 16.
No, it's the older guy.
That's why'd that take 20 minutes for the how old is his brother question?
No, because I thought you... Never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Now...
I just want to know how to, like...
I misunderstood is the answer. Not another 20-minute diatribe.
Right. All right. You want to know how to stop thinking about the older rapist guy?
He's... Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah, he's 23. He's banging around a 15-year-old. He's got troubles.
He wasn't too comfortable with it.
He wasn't comfortable with it.
Good.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. You know, hold still. I'm not too comfortable with this right now. Here,
he hung out for 2 months.
Hold on. Take it off. Yeah. Okay. Now, I want you to know, just for, can you turn over? No, not wheelbarrows. Go, dog. Okay. Yeah. I want you, hold my beer. I want you to know right now. Okay, hold on. Don't talk. Let me focus here. All right, I'm not real. Okay, you gotta go.
No, I'm so sorry. This is really bothering.
I'm so sorry. I'm not very comfortable with this situation.
Yeah.
Now, get on your moped and go home. All right, that's wonderful. Listen, Marie,
uh-huh.
I question the whole family. How good can this brother be?
His family.
Are you dating his brother now?
Yeah, I've been dating his brother for about a year now.
Oh, man.
I question your family. I question his family.
Why is that?
And your neighbors.
And the family of Ben.
Because they created a guy who thought it'd be all right to bang 15-year-olds when he was 23.
Uh-huh.
That's very disturbing.
Yeah.
That's not a great guy.
My now has a real problem with it. And
he knows about it?
Yeah, he knows about it.
Fantastic. All right, is there another brother or an uncle in the family you could start dating?
No, because I really like this guy that I'm dating now.
And why do you keep obsessing about his older brother then?
I don't know. I want to stop.
Well, did your dad...
I think just because of what happened before, and I was kind of attached to him, and he really wasn't attached to me.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay, so where's your dad?
Where's my dad?
Hold on,
why is that always the answer?
Where's your dad?
He's at home.
Yeah, I don't know how many different ways you can interpret, where's your dad?
He's fine.
He's fine?
Yeah.
He loves you?
He never did anything to me.
Not an alcoholic?
No.
Never beat you?
No.
Rarely had sex with you?
He was never available, never gone or unavailable to you?
My parents just recently got a divorce.
Uh-huh.
But that was like a couple months ago.
Mm. All right. Well, you have no excuse then. If you like the brother, stay with the brother. If you're thinking about the older brother, fine. You don't have to act on it. Listen, everybody. Everyone thinks about everything all the time.
Right.
You get a little bit older, you realize you have crazy ass running through your head constantly. You have fantasies. You think about old lovers, old jobs, old bosses, old everything. Old cars and old bicycles.
Everything old.
Here's the deal, though. You just keep going. It's like you become like Tiger Woods with his dad yelling when you're trying to hit a tee shot. You just keep going.
Right.
You just don't pay attention. Now, you want to drop the club and turn around and start walking toward dad, then you're in trouble. So, that's it. You're thinking about the guy?
Forget it.
You don't have to have sex with him again?
It's normal for somebody that's
totally normal.
On the age of 15 that has sex with someone that to be extremely attached to that person.
Hillary.
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey.
I have this weird sleep thing. I don't know if you'd call it a sleeping disorder or what, but it's been happening a lot more than it used to lately. I will wake up in the morning, or actually I'll wake up at any time when I've been sleeping, and my eyes will open. My whole body is completely paralyzed, and I cannot move.
Yeah, night terrors.
Night terrors?
Is that night terrors?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I mean, I beg your pardon, night terrors where you actually get up and yell. There are, what is the name for this? It's part of the same syndrome.
I heard it's called, I was talking to my dad about it because he gets it too, but not as much as I do and not as bad.
Right.
He says it's something, he thinks it's called like sleep apnea.
No, it's not sleep apnea. He might get sleep apnea, but that's not what you have.
Okay.
No, this is more on the order, but it is a sleep disorder, and it is you being stuck in a certain stage of sleep even though you're beginning to awaken.
Uh-huh.
And it can be associated with seizure-type phenomenon, so it's something you ought to, it's not necessarily anything wrong. Do you take any medication?
No, nothing. And the reason why I'm actually calling now, like before I just kind of shrugged it off and figured, well, it happens, but like about a week and a half ago, I couldn't breathe. Like I stopped breathing, and what I have to do a lot of times is like just try really hard and I wake myself up, you know, but the other day I could not breathe, and when I woke up, I was like,
That's more of a sleep apnea syndrome, and then. And that is something that does happen to people. You dream you're underwater, right?
Well, no. I just couldn't breathe.
You're 100%.
Yeah.
All right. What should she do, Drew?
I think it'd be worthwhile talking to a doctor. It might be worth... let me ask him. Is she overweight? Let me ask you that.
Oh, man. Hillary.
Yeah.
You overweight?
No.
No?
You want any medication?
No, nothing.
No birth control pills, anything like that?
I was, but... Like, I've been off and on that. It's happened before I went on the pill. It's happened when I'm off it, on it.
And have you ever woken up sort of yelling in the middle of the night or walking around, anything like that?
No.
Okay. You got to talk to your doctor about it. It may be part of a more substantial sleep disorder.
She brought her dad up and it reminded me of something I had with my dad today. Apropos to nothing, but that's the entire show. I was working at my house today. The party palace, and leading the Latinos in a big work off over there, and my dad swung by, and a tool that I just bought, random orbital sander, took it right out of the box, didn't work.
Uh-oh.
I said, Jesus Christ, by the time I get back to Home Depot and take this thing back, it ain't even worth the $55 the thing costs. It's not worth it. It's going to take me 2 hours. My dad, who's really been kissing up to me lately, and he must want something. Hey, I don't know. He's the father I never had. My dad is turning into the father I never had.
Huh.
My dad goes, I'll go over to Home Depot. I'll drop it off. I'll get you. I'll exchange it.
Wow.
I said, Dad, that's great. That's fantastic. Here's the receipt. All you got to do is bring it in there. And I just trade it in. This one doesn't work. Still in the box. Here's the receipt. I bought it 2 hours ago. Give it to the guy in the tool department. Get a new one. Come back. He says, okay. I said, call me if there's any problems. He's got the box. He goes over there. He says, listen. He calls me an hour later. Says, I'm over at the Home Depot. You can't just return it, the tool department. You have to go to the returns department, and then they give your credit card credit, and then you use your money to go to the tool department and buy a new one. I said, that's fine. Thanks. Just get me a new one. Said, okay. He said, what was that tool again? I said, look at the box. I don't have the box. I return the thing. I said, okay. Listen to me very carefully, Dad. Do you have a pad and pencil there? No. Okay. Quarter cable, 5-inch, random orbital, disc sander, hook and loop pad. He says, hotter hobble? I said, Dad. Now, this is my dad. You know, my dad's the guy who doesn't know any of my best friend's first names. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's the guy that when I was talking to him about my partner, Jimmy, and I said, Jimmy's a good guy, and Drew's a good guy, too. And he said, who's Drew?
Oh, my God.
Better yet, he thought Drew was another guy named Drew who's a friend of mine who I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I said, Dad, listen to me very carefully. Porter, cable, 5-inch, random orbital Santa.
Hi.
Potter Hamel. Rhoda Taylor? I said, Dad. Okay, Dad, it's not going to work. We need a pad and pencil. I don't have one. Now, say it one more time. I think I can get it. Porter Cable, 5-inch. Start over. Forget about the 5-inch. Porter Cable, random orbital sander. Porter Cable, roto hammer. No. Okay, Dad, forget it. I mean, listen, Dad, I can't get three syllables into this thing. You're gone. I swear to Christ, I said, Dad, meet my friend Jeff. He'd say, how you doing, John? So I realized this is impossible. So I says, Dad, you got a portable phone. You're on your cell phone? That's right. Start walking for the tool department. So I'm walking my dad through. It's like we're disarming a bomb. You know, you're in the tool department now, Dad. Yes. Okay, on the southeast corner of the tool, face southeast. Okay, now walk forward about 20 paces. But to your left, you should see a box. It says Porter Cable on it, about the size of a football. I said, Dad, get someone to help you. He hangs up and calls him back an hour later. Simon can't find it. I said, Dad, here's what it is. The old one was $54.95, right? Go get any sander that costs $54.95. It'll have to be that one. Calls back 20 minutes later, has a guy with him. Now he's on the phone. Porter Cable, random orbital.
Came back anyway.
Yeah, he finally came back with it. It all worked out. But Jesus Christ. I thought, all right, it's time to put him down. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I remember when my dad got me my first butt plug. The Virgin Kennedy, who's no longer virgin anymore because she's married, has rolled into the studio. She's looking good. She hasn't aged at all in the 6 months I've seen her. All right, she's going to come in here. Drew, you're going to talk about the new pilot?
If you'll allow us.
All righty. And we'll also talk to Crystal, 16, 20 years old, boyfriend jumped in front of a bus because he thought she cheated. Wait a second. The last person who jumped in front of a bus waited until the bus stopped.
Yeah.
Actually, the bus was being serviced at the time. Crystal?
Yes?
Did we talk to you?
No, the boy.
Did we talk to the guy who jumped in front of the bus?
Yes, you did.
Yeah?
And I wanted to tell my side of the story.
Okay.
Because I just thought that was unfair how he caught in.
I see. All right, hold on there, Crystal.
Oh. Yeah, I see why he threw himself for a bus.
You know the only problem with hearing Crystal's part of the story?
Yeah.
I can't remember the other guy's part of the story.
No, I kind of remember. I remember the bus was almost stopped when he did it.
Well, there was a bus that was lurching forward that he jumped 400 yards in front of. But technically, he's still jumping in front of a bus.
Yeah, technically.
All right. Kennedy's here. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Savings up to 50%. That's good. But it's not good enough. During Guitar Center's 72-hour green tag sale. Every green tag means savings not up to, but at least 50% off list. And not one or two items. We're talking hundreds of deals throughout the store. Guitars from Ibanez or Jackson, 55% off. Your choice, just $179. Green tagged keyboards from Roland, Kurzweil, and more. Boom cymbal stands or 16-inch Chinas. Your choice, only $39. Remember, the deals start at half off and get better from there. 50, 60, even 70% off list. Save 67% on Shure vocal mics, just $49. And get this, every stand and gig bag in the store, at least 50% off list. Save not up to, but at least 50% off during Guitar Center's 72-hour green tag sale. Come in today, because Sunday night, the tags come down. And drummers, enter Drum Off 2000 for a chance to win a Ford Escape, courtesy of Sabian Cymbals. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
Eric, the Bite Man! Come back with us to 1977 for 4 cell phones or the Metrodome. Little Eric was selling bikes out of the family barn.
I wasn't that little. The barn was little.
My point exactly. There wasn't room for a whopping big sale, even for...
Eric, the bike man!
Now I have a huge warehouse in Bloomington.
25 times the space of that little barn. And now it's time for the one and only...
Eric Wallopin Warehouse Sale.
The big once-a-year clearance of fresh, top-stain bikes.
Mountain, Rose, Cross, BMX, and Comfort Bikes.
That section waiting for you on West 98th Street. Just off 35W near 10th Avenue South in Bloomington.
Can't we talk about snowboards, too?
Eric Wallopin Warehouse Sale.
Save from 4 to 9 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 9 to 5 Saturday and Sunday.
Way out prices on snowboards and snowshoes.
Eric the Bike Man. Now peddling good bikes, bike gear, and snowboards at awesome prices.
Call 869-BIKE.
Come early, save big.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Question, what happens when you forget an anniversary?
Whoa, Nelly, it ain't pretty. The results can range from a slight scalp to about 7 weeks in intensive care with a vast network of tubes and wires sustaining your frail body. Point is, you should never, ever forget an anniversary. Which brings us to the anniversary sale at Audio King, our biggest sale of fall. And while you can occasionally miss an anniversary with your slightly overweight girlfriend who works nights at the donut shop, don't, I repeat, do not miss the anniversary sale at Audio King. Think of it this way, Latka. If you do miss it, you'll miss out on getting a free subwoofer box when you buy select Rockford Fosgate 10 and 12 inch subwoofers starting at $99 and up. That's right, a free sub box. And that's only one of many ultimate buys on decks, amps, speakers, and more. Sorry, donut girl. Maybe next year. So repeat after me. I will never forget another anniversary. The Audio King anniversary sale, that is. Audio King.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Singer Tori Amos gave birth to a baby girl on Tuesday. This is her first child with her husband, recording engineer Mark Howley. The couple have yet to decide on a name for the baby, who came in at 7 pounds and 1 ounce. The Zone Files, brought to you by Vizzy.com, because your business is online, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian O.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
In addition to David Letterman's Top 10, each morning we have your chance to just answer the question.
You can win valuable prizes if you freaking take them.
Could you use a pager?
No.
That's awesome. Well, you're taking one anyways. Hang on the line. You're gonna take your prize and like it. You know, you do someone a favor.
You do someone a solid.
I don't really want your stupid prize.
I don't need your stinking handout. I don't need no charity.
I don't need charity from you people.
No.
I can't get my phone calls on my own.
Hey.
It's really not going to turn to you people.
That's right. I don't need some new wave disc jockey to give me a pager.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
I'm leaving you again. I'm going off with Kennedy.
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys are shooting a TV pilot without me. What is that pilot? What's going on with that? Hey, Kennedy.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, why don't you tell everybody what's been going on with you since let's say MTV and doing the Olympics and Nagano. And all that stuff.
All right.
Because there may be some people around the country lost track of you. And, of course, publishing a book and having a litter of Hispanic kids and all the things you've been up to in the last few years.
Well, you pretty much covered it. I left MTV in 1997. And
now, did you leave them or did they leave you?
I left them. I left them on very good terms. And I said, thank you for the 5 years.
Wow.
It's been lovely. And I moved to Seattle to be with my then boyfriend.
Right.
My then hot piece of Puerto Rican.
Who you're now married to.
Yes. We got married this spring. Thanks. On your birthday.
It was a wonderful wedding.
You know what? Suck my white balls. You are such a damn baby. At least Drew had a good excuse. Drew couldn't go because he was going to his little fancy pants. I'm a doctor 20-year college reunion.
Oh, I had to go to my 18-year Valley College reunion.
You didn't have anything. You were just lazy, and you were probably eating canned clams so you could make bad farts to offend Jimmy with on your van trip to Vegas or something.
That's probably right. Wait a minute. I got to check my calendar, but yeah.
It's not clams anymore.
The clams are just for the smell.
He found the magic potion for that.
I stumbled onto something the other night.
Man,
Drew
did you?
In the studio. Drew had to do the whole show from outside the studio.
Seriously.
Engineer Anderson got him a 20-foot mic.
That is assault.
Sat out in the
hall.
I swear to God it was. It was ungodly.
All right, enough bragging.
Unacceptable.
Let's stick with Kenny. So, Kenny, 1997.
Yeah, left. Moved to Seattle.
Right.
Wrote a book. Did the Olympics. Wrote a book.
Right.
Fun.
Bingo day.
Right.
I've heard that before.
Began. That's what the Asian culture sounds like to all us round eyes. And so began doing radio in Portland.
In Seattle.
Yeah. In Seattle.
Yeah, I moved to Portland.
Didn't you move to Portland at some point?
No. I'm from Portland.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Yes, I've been doing a talk radio show.
Right.
On one of your affiliates.
A very successful
award-winning talk radio show.
Right. You won an award.
Yeah.
That your mom gave you.
Yeah, she did. And it's made out of foil and my first pair of
elbow
macaroni panties. Yeah.
And now you're looking to head back into television where you belong. And you'll be working with the fabulous Dr. Drew.
Well, there, a lot of things have to happen before we actually work together on a TV show. I mean,
right.
You know that. You make a little farty presentation tape, and the executives go, wow, that was great. Thanks for coming.
Right, right. That's how it goes
and
to
then
most people. I don't know how the heartache of disappointment works, though, because everything I do turns to spun gold. But I do know how it works for the rest of you in the business, and I know that not every pilot turns into a suit.
Oh, you are
but
so retarded.
But with you two working together, although we don't know, Drew's pretty improving without me, but with you two together, I think you guys should be able to pull off a real strong
pilot. It's pretty good. It's a good idea.
And you guys will do that next week.
Mm-hmm.
Stars mom.
Yeah, we have our first run through tomorrow.
Start working on it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's producing it?
Drew's aunt is Shelly Pinsky.
Shelly Pinsky.
Yeah, and great ideas.
Break the bun cake.
Large one.
You know Doug Wilson from Politically Incorrect, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doug Wilson is was the genius behind Politically Incorrect.
Yeah.
Very, very talented man. So he's going to be involved
with this. And he's
funny, too. All right. So it's gold.
And I'm on Politically Incorrect tonight at midnight. So right after the love line, turn it on. Yeah.
All right.
With Billy Ray Cyrus, Carl Lewis, and Rudy from Survivor.
Oh,
wow.
He is so cute.
What an eclectic grab bag. And you must love Rudy them fags and them Chicanos should move on to their own island.
Gay bashers are not right wingers. All Republicans do not hate gay people.
I know. Let's just
put that out there right now.
You're right.
Some of my best friends
tolerate them.
Are gay Republicans.
You know what's nice about this show, me and Kennedy? I've become more moderate as I've gotten older. Faggot better run.
Even Drew
hates. Can we hear the Dr. Drew song, please?
Yeah, we will hear that. But we won't hear it right now.
I listen to you guys all the time, which is so sad. Because I
don't know how to take that.
Yeah, it is sad. Where do you listen to us? I mean, where are you? Are you at home? Are you driving?
I'm in the car.
Driving?
Yeah, I'm driving back from my AA meetings.
No, hold on. Anderson and Drew.
I shouldn't even make fun of that. I realize
we're on the affiliate over there. Or she's on the affiliate. I understand that part.
But what's she doing?
What is she doing? Because, for me, I love listening to talk radio, but I won't listen to it at home. I got to be commuting or doing something.
Yeah, no, it's in the car.
All right.
My husband, God bless him, he listens to my show at home.
At home?
Yeah.
He whipped.
And I'll come home and Tom Likas will be on because I'm on right before Tom Likas on the buzz. And the dog will be sitting there with a very confused look on her face going, oh.
Your husband sits home.
No, he doesn't sit at home and listen to the show, but if he's at home, he'll turn it on.
He's a professional snowboarder.
Yeah.
Who broke his back. Is he okay now?
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, so
he's still snowboarding, and he's the strength behind Team Supernatural, which is the greatest amalgamation of young snowboarders and snowboarding talent ever.
I know. My dad was just talking to me about it before he went to Home Depot. I don't think my dad knows what a snowboard is.
Do you know how many people will sit on a plane? They're like, so what did your husband do? He's a snowboarder. Yeah, is that like surfing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. Exactly like surfing.
You're still too hip, though.
Yeah.
All right, so like it's on after your husband sits home and listens to you. Fantastic. My dad lives in Los Angeles, wants to know if he can come on the show Friday at around 7:30.
Tell him sure.
That's what I told him. The mic's all his. You can wrestle it away from Likas. Crystal?
Yes?
You're 16.
Yeah.
So what's your side of the story, Crystal?
It's not my side. It's just that...
Your version. Your version.
Of what story? What are we talking about?
She has a boyfriend that threw himself in front of a bus.
Did he die?
No. The bus was sort of parked.
Right.
Wasn't moving too much.
I like that, by the way. Her boyfriend calls up and says, here's what happened. Now, she's calling to clarify things. Drew says, let's hear your side of the story, and she says, it's not my side. Hey, Crystal?
It's the story. That's what she's saying.
It's
the story. I believe Crystal already.
All right.
Her boyfriend's a psycho.
Go ahead, baby.
It's because he threw himself in front of us because I told him, because he is kind of psycho. He's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking him accusing me of cheating on him. Mm-hmm. And so, he's the kind that don't like nobody picking me up, no guys, me dealing with nobody.
So he's kind of boyfriend doesn't like you giving sex to other guys?
I don't give sex to other guys.
I see. Right.
I've been completely safe. I've been through him through thick and thin for 4 years.
And you're 16?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 20 now.
So 12 and 16?
That's not right.
Oh, that's nice.
He's approaching that.
Well, we remember being 16, wanting to get our mitts on a nice 12-year-old.
He's an idiot.
When I was 16, I dated a 22-year-old.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but what were you doing?
He lived at home.
He was at home, and you weren't putting out. Crystal?
Yeah. Huh?
All right, so...
So now that he put himself in front of us because his dog really cheated on him, and the guy came forth and told him he didn't cheat on... I didn't cheat on him and everything, and that the guy lied on me because he was mad because I guess he liked me, and he wasn't telling him I did. But then he came back and forth and told him he didn't.
All right, so where
you
are we
gotta get away from all these guys. They all sound like a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, and then it's like I really do love him, and I really do want to be with him.
No, you don't.
But then his mother is like, she was telling him how I did cheat with him and how all these years she didn't want me to be with him and stuff. So I have that on my mind. So now he's kind of mad because I'm not giving him enough like I used to.
Okay, Crystal.
Like you used to when you were 12. You know, back when she was 12, yeah. She was more emotionally available. But now that she's 16.
And by giving, that's not the kind of available we're talking about here.
Well, a woman hits her sexual peak about 11 and a half.
Yeah.
So from,
she's just not giving him what she used to.
Yeah, from 12 on, it's a downhill slide.
Crystal.
By the time they hit 17, it's all over.
Crystal, listen.
Menopause at what, 19?
This is fantastic exit music for you. Just leave. You do not need to be with a 20-year-old man.
All right.
Especially one who's throwing himself in front of parked buses.
Kennedy, I've learned to be a little more realistic on this show. Crystal.
Huh?
Don't get pregnant.
Oh, I will.
Don't get pregnant.
You using birth control?
Huh? Yeah.
What are you doing?
The rhythm method? That's effective.
What are you doing?
The pull-out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
there
God.
You go.
Crystal, that is not birth control. I would guarantee you pregnancy that way. Guaranteed.
Hold on. I need 10 seconds alone with Crystal.
Set some coordinates.
Yes.
Listen to me, you genius.
Yes.
I'm the smartest man in the world, and I'm telling you, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to ruin your life, and you're going to adversely affect my life. Not as much as it's going to affect your life, but you're going to have some dent on my life. Pay a few more in taxes, and your son's probably going to roll me to ATM in 20 years. Now, listen to me. Do not get pregnant. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
It'll ruin your life.
Get on the birth control pill, Norplant, something.
Do not have sex with this guy. This pull-out technique, this ain't a technique.
It doesn't work.
Only I can use this.
It doesn't work.
All right.
Really?
Hey, listen, it doesn't work.
Well, at least he's using birth
control. Kennedy.
Do what? I'm married, okay?
Yeah, but you're trying not to get pregnant. We got a pilot too, for Christ's sake.
Yes, we do.
And Kennedy and I were having a discussion earlier today about people that beat their kids.
Yes.
And she was.
We need more of that.
She was in favor of that.
I was in favor of people beating their children.
Yes.
See, this is. We have a nation of over-exaggerators.
And
Drew is leading the brigade.
To be
that
fair to.
Such an over-exaggeration.
Yeah. Kennedy used the term whooping.
She did.
Yeah, I did.
She did.
I did not.
We were talking about whooping.
Yeah, we were talking about whoopings, but I was the one that said, well, you know, damn kids need a good whooping is what they need.
Listen, I'm giving my kid the iron boot. I'm not going to kick him. I'm just going to actually hand him an iron boot.
I need some corroboration on this one.
Yes.
Back me up on this. The guy's going to hit you with a shiv at the ATM. The guy that was whooped by his mom.
It helps. But no dad and no discipline helps, too.
No discipline. That's what we were talking about. Thank you. I said that parents do not give their children enough discipline and structure. And if they learn how to tell their kids no every once in a while, these are the problems. These are the results of no discipline. But see, parents think that no spanking equals no discipline. Well, you know, I'm not going to yell at my child. I'm not going to raise my voice. Because that's just not the way to do things. So I'm just going to present them with an alternative.
Right.
I won't say no ever.
I suggest the brand of parenting my parents took, which is they gave themselves a timeout. My mom locked herself in a room for 11 years. My mom took an 11-year timeout. Her timeout was, I'm going to smoke pot on a rattan chair in the back with my friend Pat. You go to your buddy's house and get something to eat.
See, my mom would always threaten us with a wooden spoon. I've never, ever been touched with a wooden spoon, but it was like, you know, here's the wooden spoon, and it would just calm us down. And my friend's mom had the wooden spoon that she kept in the mailbox. She would keep the wooden spoon in the mailbox in case the kids were playing out in the yard and she didn't have to go all the way back in the house.
Now,
she would keep the wooden spoon in the mailbox.
Was this an extra wooden spoon that she kept outside?
Yes.
Like what some people do with fire extinguishers?
Exactly.
They keep one in the garage, one in the house, one in the car trunk.
Yeah.
Nice. My mom was going to threaten me with a wooden spoon, but she didn't know what a spoon was because she'd never been in the goddamn kitchen. I had to hand her a wooden spoon. She originally was one of those rubber spatulas is what she held up. Said, I'm going to beat you with this wooden spoon.
Are you an only child?
No, I got a sister, too.
Why do you think your dad's butting up to you lately?
He's getting older. He realizes
he
I have
probably feels guilty.
He hopes he wants me to leave him something. All right, we're going to take a little break. The Fabulous Kennedy is our guest tonight. And when we come back, we'll talk to more of you after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens. What are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you. And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
When you're ready to shop for a wedding set, you should visit the Shane Company. Our white gold bridal collection and our platinum department offers you the largest choice of unique styles in the state. I'm Tom Shane, and I promise you'll enjoy a pleasant shopping experience with us. Our staff will help you find a unique set to reflect your personality. Our people aren't paid on commission, so there's never any pressure at the Shane Company. Because we don't have the center diamond yet mounted in our sets, you don't have to worry about the price of your set. Once you fall in love with it, then we'll find a loose diamond to match your taste. Our quality standards are the highest, because we guarantee you a full lifetime of satisfaction. Whatever style bridal set you seek will help you realize your desires.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
It's another beautiful day. One of those days you never want to lose the seasonal allergies.
I'm walking on sunshine. Oh, and don't it feel...
Take clear control. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about Claritin brand of loratadine tablets. They're available by prescription only. Just one Claritin tablet daily brings you 24 hours of non-drowsy relief from seasonal allergy symptoms.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Claritin has a low occurrence of side effects, including headache, drowsiness, fatigue, and dry mouth. All were similar to sugar pill. For more information, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about prescription Claritin. Call 1-800-CLARITIN for additional important information. Visit Claritin.com and see our ad in Health Magazine.
I'm walking on sunshine.
This allergy season, don't lose a single day. Take clear control.
Take
Claritin. And don't it feel good?
Hey. This is Adam Carolla. And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Kennedy has joined us, one of our favorite people in the whole world.
Thank
Kennedy
you.
Is going to be
for having me.
Oh.
And you too, sir.
Yeah. My pleasure. I found out at 9:58 tonight in like 32 seconds. Yeah. Hey, Kennedy's coming in. Ah, great. She's doing her pilot with fabulous Dr. Drew, and we'll see how that goes. Drew,
you hear that?
Yeah, that's...
Kick his ass.
Thanks for the enthusiasm.
Resounding
now,
words of a girl.
Let me apologize.
I'll
see
how
that
goes.
No.
See how it turns out.
I didn't mean it to sound that way. I realized that I didn't have anything to say after it, like, here's where you can find it, or here's what nights it's going to be on. So I was just trying to sort of feather my way out of the pilot conversation because I realized we weren't really plugging it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I didn't mean we'll see how that goes. I meant more on that coming up. Right?
In January.
Right.
In January.
2018.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
Hi.
You're 23.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Okay, I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, my boyfriend cheated on me. And normally, okay, like immediately dismissal. You have to dump them. However, it was with a model. And
what do you mean,
like,
immediately dismissal? Has this happened to you a bunch before?
No.
In her thinking...
It's the first time, I mean, that I know of.
In her thinking, she didn't like to get rid of anybody that would cheat on her.
So how long had you gone out with him?
4 years.
But you see where she's going with it? It's like, oh, I can't blame the guy who's a supermodel.
He's a model.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't cheat with a model?
Huh. What supermodel?
I asked if I could say her name, and they said, I mean, she said I could.
Go ahead and say it.
Why did she say you could?
To her.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about Danielle.
Yeah. I'm talking about Danielle.
Oh, okay. A phone screener.
You can say her name. What's her name?
Yeah.
You just tell me, honey. It's just us.
Okay, Kennedy. I'm really nervous. Leticia Costa.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh.
She's the Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah. Your boyfriend's
a
genius.
And see, here's the thing.
Are you kidding me? That son of a bitch.
It's like it's not going to happen again.
How did he hook up with Leticia, and how do you know he's telling the truth?
Yeah.
He works in the film industry. It was a cast and crew party for a film he's working on. And how do I know he's telling the truth? Well, first he told me, but I found out he only told me because he knew that one of his friend's wives was going to tell me.
You know what I love about guys? This guy was so pumped that he banged a supermodel, he had to actually tell his girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess who got laid? High five. Hey, come on.
She's practically giving him a high five. She's really giving him a bye on this.
Hold on.
But that is something only people in Los Angeles will do.
But hold on, guys. I want you to all keep this one in your hip pocket, because if you ever get popped for cheating, just go the supermodel.
No, this is the same girl that was beaten up by any world, a girl that would come after her boyfriend.
I don't know. I think if you got popped, Kennedy... you don't have a high tolerance for cheating, and you're very, physical. But if Dave got, your husband got popped for cheating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wait. It was Leticia Costa.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you a whole song and dance about who's your favorite dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it me? I don't know. Who is it?
Who is my favorite? You know what? I had a sex dream about Pete Sampras, and I told him about it.
Okay, here's my point. If he came back at you and went, if you were at a party, you're drinking, and Pete Sampras came on to you, come on.
It's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I know there are people. The reason I think
she's
rationally... No.
You know, it would help. It would help his cause.
No, because
it would help a little.
It wouldn't.
It'd help a little.
No, it wouldn't.
He banged the fat chick he works with.
Yeah, that would...
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. It would help some.
But
it would help some.
There are people who have these lists. I mean, there are people who say to themselves, okay, if I ever run into Leticia Costa,
right.
then I'm going to, do I have your permission? Yes, of course, because they think it's never going to happen.
I have.
Who has sex with Leticia Costa?
No, I have one of those lists. It's a rape list, but it's the same list. Same names. Well, what am I going to do? Woo her? Come on. Be realistic. Kathleen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he had sex with Leticia Costa,
mm-hmm.
who's really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it good?
I didn't ask that.
Right. I hope not.
And he told
you... Well, don't you think it's... Okay, no. That is something I would definitely ask.
What? Oh.
Yes, like...
I'm just kidding. Now, come on.
Like,
let's keep
okay,
moving.
Little mister. Well, I hope it was worth it, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
I think most people are so curious about those things, they have to ask it all in order to get it
out of
the system.
That's like taking a wound and just rubbing
it.
Yes, it is.
Is your boyfriend really good looking?
Well, I think so, but, I mean, he's...
Well, then that's not a resounding yes, is it? Of course you have to say I think so. Is he wealthy?
No.
No, and he's not all that great looking?
Is he a liar?
I think he's lying. Seriously.
He's not a liar.
And I bet Leticia Costa is driving around right now in her Camaro going, I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the man.
Yeah, she's in an IROC.
I mean, she drives
an 89 IROC. She's listening to KLOS.
Trans Am.
All right, listen, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
Is he sorry?
Well, you know, he says he is, but it was Leticia Costa.
Mm. Right, right. I understand.
He may not be sorry.
He did it, but maybe he's sorry that he hurt you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Kathleen.
Did he hurt you?
Wait a minute.
Did he even hurt you?
What is your question? What is your question?
Okay, my question is, again, any other situation, I would, okay, you know what, I don't need this, you obviously don't need me, however.
Right.
You know what it is? She's in Los Angeles, she's so worried that her husband's career, like if he's that hot that he can get a supermodel, it's going to blow up and she's going to miss the gravy train.
No,
so she's going to hang on.
Wait, Kathleen, you need to understand something. You need to understand more about how men work.
Okay.
But seriously, I mean, she's thinking like, well, this guy cheated only because it was this overwhelming situation that any other cheating would mean he doesn't want to be
if
in the
Leticia
relationship. No. No, listen, no.
Hold on a second. Can I quiet down for a second?
He doesn't want to be in the
spit it out.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to be in the relationship. He doesn't love me. That's why he's cheating.
Yeah.
Guys cheat because they can cheat.
Mm. Right.
And this is just a situation that sort of put pressure on that to cause him to cheat. But he would cheat if he had a situation with a lesser stimulus but less likely to be caught,
mm-hmm.
He'd also cheat.
Sure.
This
well, and that's also the only reason that he told her was because he was caught.
That's right. Cheaters cheat.
Hold on. Can I? Don't let Drew talk on the pilot, please. You just stand there and look pretty. Kathleen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I would do.
Do you agree with him? You know what I'm saying?
Semi and sort of, but not totally.
Well, sort of.
I
think there's a big difference between Leticia Costa and some chick you work with. Now, just listen to me, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgive him. Keep an eye on him. And let this one slide. You're not married, right?
Well, we're engaged.
Okay. Oh, you are engaged?
No, don't get married.
No.
That's it? Okay, listen. Don't get married and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, call the engagement off.
Give him one F up.
Can I have kids? Are you going to tell me not to have kids?
No kids. No kids.
No, but wait. She's not your usual don't have kids person.
No, you can have kids.
But it's not with him.
Only with supermodels. Okay.
Have Marcus Schenkenberg's baby. I hear he's available now.
How long should she watch him before she gets re-engaged?
Here's all I'm saying. You'll have your answer in the next 6 months of whether this guy was worth hanging out for or not. In the meantime, you're not doing anything in the next 6 months, so hang out. And, by the way, reap the rewards of his effa. He's going to be treating you better than he ever has.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Why get out now? You know what I mean? Let him kiss your ass for a few months and then dump it.
I would bet strongly that he has done this before. This is not the first time.
I would say so, but he was about to get caught, and he was a little bit proud
of
it.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Yes?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my dad has, like, recently my mother confronted me about going into lesbian websites, and she said she was freaked out, and I didn't go to them, and she asked my dad about it, and I never got a response from her about whether or not he was looking at them, but it's just kind of freaky because she's really freaked out, and I just think it's gross, and I know guys will look at porn and stuff, but it's just my mom thought it was me, and that, like, I think it's kind of rude that she automatically...
All right, so did you tell your mom it wasn't you?
Yeah, I told her it wasn't me, but she doesn't believe me because she's like, I've kind of broken her trust before from doing the other stuff.
Well, you're 13. That's your job.
Yeah, you're not supposed to get along with your parents at 13.
Do you have any brothers?
No, I don't have any brothers or sisters.
All right, so she'll know it was your dad, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Does she have any reason to think you're a lesbian?
But how much easier is it for the mother to think that her daughter is the one looking at lesbian porn? Because, you know, she's mischievous, she's a girl, she's
right.
Experimental, all these things. But if she has to come to the realization that her husband is doing this,
right?
That's the worst case scenario for the mom.
Kimberly?
Yeah.
Is your mom sort of living her own fantasy world like Kenny and Drew's mom?
No.
And Mama? No.
Does my mom live in your fantasy world, Adam?
Well, she lives in Drew's mom's fantasy world. Drew's mom cornered me at a party, had a few highballs, and told me about her playing with Les Brown in the 40s for about, well, it's actually to present day. The story started in 1939 and went into 2000. Hey, Kimberly?
Yeah.
We got to go to break. I don't care about this that much, okay? It's not that big a deal.
Okay. Okay.
You're fine. Just tell her it's not you and let her do the dad math, okay?
Okay.
All right. And okay. Did she have any reason to think you're a lesbian?
No.
No. Never caught you with any other ladies?
No.
Okay,
do you have a girlfriend?
Fine.
No.
All right. We'll be back.
The Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grant.
It's just a bomb.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big car to wind up two pellets in a parcel. This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice clean joint with good grub and service?
Who's like how many of you built in a bar?
Do you think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Choose your tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
It's a real nail biter, Chuck. Two-time champion Duff McIntyre needs his fairway shot for even a prayer of getting his third trophy.
Boy, he's going to need every ounce of, I'd say, a 3-iron to make it, Bernie.
I'd say he needs a wood, Chuck.
Wood, Chuck?
Ooh, McIntyre does not look happy.
No, in fact, the way he's running towards those three whistling guys with the coolers, he looks pretty ticked.
You know, that tune seems familiar.
Yeah, the Woodchuck song. Oh, hey, it's the cider guys, Bernie. And look what McIntyre's taking out of their cooler.
Woodchuck draft cider. Now this changes everything.
Nothing pleases a crowd quite like Woodchuck draft cider. Handcrafted in Vermont from only the choicest apples, Woodchuck delivers a crisp, clean, refreshing flavor you'll love from the first sip. But don't keep all that great taste to yourself. Share some with your friends.
Well, the cider guys have left. The party subsided and McIntyre's about to putt out. Of course, I wouldn't have continued. How about you, Bernie?
Oh, I would, Chuck.
Woodchuck!
It's going to be a long term.
Woodchuck Draft Cider, 5% alcohol by volume. Green Mountain Cider, eat for Muck.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Zone 105 Saturday at the Chatterbox Pub located at 2229 East 35th Street in South Minneapolis for 70s, 80s, and 90s retro music mixes from 9 to 11. Relive old childhood memories by challenging Zone 105's your favorite Atari game. For directions, call the Chatterbox Pub at 612-728-9871. The time has finally arrived. 4th Street Station and The Lab are having their grand opening. Join Brian Oak on Friday, September 15th for the big grand opening bash with 3-Minute Hero. Join Zone 105 at Gators at the Mall of America on Thursday night. Cavs in St. Paul on Friday night and Aguirre's in St. Paul on Saturday night for prizes and a chance to qualify for the mystery trip to San Francisco. Become a CEO for a day. Go to the Career Center on TwinCities.CitySearch.com and you could win cash and a CENTCOM cell phone. Plus, check out their job postings. They may lead you to a CEO salary. TwinCities.CitySearch.com. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
Hoochie Boochies.
Right about now.
Oh, so quiet.
No, it's not.
Plus, Zone 105
kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the Flashback Lunch at Noon and the Flashback Supply for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew. That's as much good radio as you're going to hear today. Kennedy is our guest tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Kennedy is in town doing Politically Incorrect and doing herself an award-winning radio show up in Seattle, and is also doing a pilot with the fabulous Dr. Drew, friend of the show, and just swung on in to say hi. And
I knew Adam when he'd only been followed by a very famous old man.
That's right.
That was your claim to fame.
I wasn't the big name celebrity.
You were not Ace Rockola.
B/C celebrity that I am today.
Ace Rockola.
And let me tell you something, Kennedy. Kennedy was always very nice and very generous to me, and I'll never forget that.
I used to lavish gifts.
That's right.
Trinkets on Adam.
Wow. Very smart. She kissed up early. Let that be a lesson to you all. That's Jonathan?
Right. Yeah?
Jonathan, you're 20.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask both of you guys a question, actually. You guys are running a great show, by the way. You guys are doing a lot of help for some kids out here.
Thank you.
They are messed up. I just want to know, every time I smoke weed, I get the shakes. It's almost like I'm feeling like I have Parkinson's disease or something. I was going to ask Drew if...
How often do you smoke pot?
Probably maybe once a weekend or so.
Build up the tolerance, buddy. Come on, 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
Let's work through this stuff.
Yeah, I got to power through.
I definitely think it should be legalized. I don't condone its use, like, all the time, but...
Well, I think it should be legalized, too. And I think it's irresponsible to link drug use for the underage people to the benefits of medical marijuana, because I think it does have some amazing benefits, though.
Weed can be used for oil, for gasoline. There's a lot of...
Oh, yeah, I know the hemp list. The Constitution was written on hemp.
Yeah.
I
wanted to know if you've ever seen it, Dr. Drew.
I've seen panic. Yes, I've seen panic and anxiety from people smoking pot.
Is that shakiness, though? Is that the same thing as shakiness?
The depression is really in people that smoke pot regularly or trigger these panic attacks later on. They get depressed.
What if I had a rough childhood? Would it trigger something then, even if I did it like once a week?
Again, it's the anxiety problem that I see over and over again. I think that's what you're talking
about. But what do the tremors have to do with anxiety?
People can actually get tremulous.
Hey, I do start getting paranoid.
Jonathan, maybe you shouldn't smoke the pot.
Well, yeah, that does sound like a good idea. I don't really condone its use. I do think it's good for some people.
It's not good for
you. I know, but you get tremors. Okay, let's replace pot with Rocky Road ice cream for the sake of argument.
Sounds good, actually.
Okay,
Wait. Listen to his argument.
God, are you a retard? this is a little love line recreation here. Let's replace pot with Rocky Road ice cream for the sake of argument here. Let me illustrate a point. Oh, that sounds good. Rocky Road. Then we're going, we got fudge on that and Jimmy sprinkles. There's a good argument for not smoking the weed right there. What I was trying to say is, let's say you called up and you said, each time you ate Rocky Road ice cream, you got the shakes. You had a seizure, you had tremors. I think the easy answer would be, why don't you stay away from that particular brand of ice cream, or maybe ice cream in general. Yeah. Seems like a layup, right? I would say the same with pot. Listen, you move on to booze or whatever else. And plus, tremors with weed is no good, because you'll spill that bong all over the carpet. You'll never get your cleaning deposit back. And let me tell you guys a little something real quick.
Why can't we move on to self-mutilation?
Or self-mutilation, better.
We had a big talk about that tonight.
Yeah.
The filet penis.
Somebody opened their penis up.
I just picture butterfly shrimp. And a man's genitalia is not meant to look like a platter at Skipper's.
I picture the kielbasa sandwich, where they take the kielbasa and split it down the middle and open it up and put it on a Kaiser roll.
You get interesting sort of imagery. You guys both use food.
Yeah. She's sure we got a little surf and turf going over here on the filet Johnson. Yeah, who would filet their penis? I understand. Now, when I was in high school, I cleaned and gutted my penis once, but I never went as far as filleting it. I had a buddy actually canned his penis. High school. He had to gaff it on board. It was great. Oh, my God. Listen, when can we just admit that certain things aren't hobbies, they're neuroses? You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, hey, you're doing it because you're effed up, not because you're expressing yourself. Let's not get behind these people. Same with the sex changes. Same with putting beads in the Johnsons. Same with the whole thing. All right, where the hell were we? Oh, here's what I'm going to say about the hemp movement. And the hemp movement is great and everything, but I have a quick question for all you people that are really into the hemp movement. I got a gift pack sent to me from the hemp shampoo and hair company.
Yeah.
And they make creams and conditioners and shampoos. I mean, like a $99 thing. First off, that's just ridiculously expensive. It's like $34 for a thing of shampoo. And by the way, $34, that, in my budget, that's 10 years of shampoo for me because I buy the 69-cent Suave stuff. And one 12-ouncer lasts me a year. I rarely bathe. And here's my point. I read the ingredients, and it had aluminum sulfur chloride was 80 ingredients up higher than the hemp seed oil.
Yeah.
The hemp seed oil is at the very bottom. The big pot leaf is on the front, but the hemp seed oil, zero. It's not even in there. Can't even be measured. I mean, it's literally ingredient number 147 on it. So who are you stoners kidding? Give me a break. You could remove the pot. You could remove the hemp seed oil from that shampoo, and I guarantee the guy, the chemist who manufactures it, wouldn't know it if he used it.
Oh,
absolutely.
No.
And if anyone's got a problem with that, and if the people who make it got a problem with that, don't make me bring that shampoo bottle in here and read it on the air, because I'll get to about 35 chemicals you can't pronounce before I get to the hemp seed oil. So I'm for pot legalization, too, but come on. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 40.
All right.
All righty. Hang on. I'm going to Eric?
I think maybe Jeff was having a hard time being 40.
I see. Eric?
Hey.
Hold on a second. Maybe Jeff's having a tough time with midlife crisis and stuff going on.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. Danielle's got him.
Oh, Danielle's got him? All right. Hold on. Eric, sorry. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
All right. Like, where the tip of my penis meets the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a there, and it's a scab because like
where the tip of your penis meets the shaft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now where the tip of your penis meets the shaft means you have to bend your penis around and touch it somewhere in the middle, right?
No. Okay. Where like where like the head meets the shaft.
There you go. Okay.
All right. And this is what happened like about a year and a half ago. It got caught in a zipper, and I thought that it was going to.
Do you wear underwear?
Yeah, boxers.
And your dork was hanging out of the boxers?
No, it was really funny. Cause like,
oh, yeah.
Well, okay, it wasn't
right.
Funny.
I remember the time I slammed a cab door in my dork. Oh, boy, I didn't stop laughing for weeks.
All right. Well, in retrospect, it was really funny.
I see.
Because I was, like, zipping up my pants, and it just, like, fell out and got caught. But, anyway,
I tell you, do you do a lot like a spoken word type performance? Because you paint such a graphic and interesting picture there. So it did come out of your underwear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold
on.
Okay.
Quick love line reenactment here. You're wearing boxers? Yeah. So it was hanging out of your underpants, got stuck in the zipper. No. It was really funny. Here's how it went. I was zipping my pants up, and it fell out. It got stuck in there. Oh, I see. Totally different than what I described.
The underwear, it fell out.
No, it shot out of your ass, circled around, and actually was heading back in when it got caught in the zipper. Is that what happened? All right, buddy. So now you got the scab.
Yeah, okay. Now, when it happened, it like scabbed over, and I thought it was going to heal up correctly. But
so you kept picking at it?
No way. That's believe me, you do not want to touch that.
Right.
Okay.
How big was the scab?
I would say it's like close. It's like a centimeter. It's not like huge, but it just won't go away.
Hold on, let me talk to Kenny. Kenny, don't ask your caller any questions. You understand? We reset the clock each and every time you ask them a question. We just added 45 minutes to that call.
Yeah, you'll learn that they don't actually answer the question anymore.
Don't answer. Just right. Listen and nod. All right. So now, how do we get rid of this scab?
I don't know.
Well, no way. I want to hear it.
The scab over, it'll fall off, and then the skin will be, like, really rough, and then it'll scab over again. And I want to know, you know, what that is.
That may be just, well, there are non-healing wounds. And
maybe he's diabetic.
It doesn't sound like that. It sounds more like some sort of persistent dermatitis, and you need to talk to your doctor about getting some creams for that. I bet.
Maybe he's got pearly penile papules.
No, I bet you need steroid creams to take care of it. So, but it's important when wounds don't heal, it's actually, you know, ulcers that don't heal are even associated with cancers and things, so it's important to get it looked at. So, all right?
Do you masturbate?
Yeah, constantly irritating it makes it so it won't heal, that's for sure.
Can you leave it alone?
Yeah.
There's something called lichen simplex chronicus, which is where you keep irritating a sort of a thickened area of skin. It'll stay that way.
That's it. Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, how do you leave your penis alone?
I know, Adam, for you, that's a daunting concept.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, when I couldn't sleep last night,
it was
like a terror.
How many times?
Since yesterday?
No, when we landed trying to sleep.
Oh, well, probably once or twice, but the problem is I'd already, you know, had myself a couple times during the day. So, I mean, there was the obligatory get home from work one, you know.
How many times a day do you masturbate?
I'll tell you, I'm normally you can put me down for one,
mm-hmm.
but last night, got the hat trick.
In one night?
Wait, hat trick. The reason is he's a little bit coy because the fourth time, he worked at that for a while.
No.
Yeah, you did.
There was no fourth time.
I know the point.
Three.
I know, but you tried.
Oh, you went for four?
I think you went for four and just couldn't.
Hold on. How dare you? How dare you! I have never attempted to masturbate and not had it work.
Oh,
I
really?
I will not let that happen.
No kidding. You have such exquisite judgment that you know if you're going to make the climb, it's going to go.
I've talked about this before. You do not quit halfway in.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't.
So how many times did you masturbate? Actually, five?
No.
Three.
Three, maybe four. It depends. Are we going on a military clock?
From the time you got up until the time you actually went to sleep.
From the time I got up to the time I went to sleep, let's see. I think three. Yeah, hat trick. Three.
Oh, I thought those three times in a couple hours.
Well, it turned out to be two in a couple hours. Yeah. I couldn't sleep.
Be fair.
What do you want me to do?
You got all that porno sitting right
there. Walking around my underpants at 3:30 in the morning on half a bottle of booze in me.
How much porn did you watch?
Yeah.
Think you can estimate that kind of number?
You want, like, lineal footage, feet of tape, or hours? How do we
clock? Do you really watch a lot of pornography?
Do we clock this like how a pilot clocks?
Here's the question. Do you masturbate without watching porn, ever?
Yes. How dare you, yes.
When?
Sometimes when I'm camping.
Thank God.
And the generator breaks down.
Oh, my God.
No, sure. I think
just
I
for a change of pace?
Yeah, I may have, I'll do that, sure.
Once a month. Okay, so the rest is all porn.
Yeah. I thought you were kidding about this.
No,
I thought it was your.
Wait a minute.
I thought it was your little gag.
Wait, we got to get Dave up here. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, your husband, Dave, when, you know, he says he's home listening to the show.
Yeah.
No. Feel the VCR when you come home. See if it's warm. I guarantee it's warm.
Yeah, my husband's sitting at home masturbating to ball drain and cum videos.
No, he may have you on the radio. I'm not saying the sound is up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The ball drainer series? Seriously, does he have any porn? You wouldn't tolerate that, would you?
I wouldn't mind if he had porn at all.
You wouldn't?
No.
You don't? Really?
No.
Good porno movie.
Hold on a second. Do you believe that for a second, Drew?
Call him? Yep.
Drew, do you believe that for a second?
No.
Do you think that he would dare show any porn around that house?
No.
He's got a beer
in the backyard.
No, I wouldn't have a problem.
No, I bet he carries it. And you know where he keeps it? He keeps it in his board bag.
Yeah, does he?
Yep.
Because he knows there are dirty socks there and he'll never go near it.
Yeah, you ain't getting in there.
Call him. Go ahead.
Call him?
Yeah.
All right. Let's, we'll do it. We'll do it during the next commercial. We've got 5 minutes, all right? All right. My grandma's going to be a ton of crap when I see
about
her.
About what?
Whacking off.
What? What did she say?
Is she Catholic?
Logan.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
What did she say?
Logan, she's worse than I am. Logan, you're 15.
Yeah, what's going on?
My grandmother asked me if I knew what a rim job was. Don't worry about her.
Did you show her?
Listen, I'll tell you, when my greatest grandmother... I said, come on, you know, and I elbowed her. My grandmother... When my grandfather passed away a few years ago, this is her greatest. This is my grandmother, best. She goes, I said, you know, she was really depressed. They've been married for 50 years, you know. This is a month after he died. I said, how you holding up, Grandma? She said, it's hard. Everything. We've lived in this house for 50 years. Everything around here reminds me of him. I see I open the closet. I see his overcoat. Reminds me of him. I open a file folder. I see some of his love letters to me. Reminds me of him. Open the medicine cabinet. I see the vaginal lubricant. It's like, thanks for that, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
There'll be no hat trick tonight.
Yeah, put Grandma on your little thought bubble.
See yeah, that. There you go. So that works.
I know what she's doing there.
Yeah. I asked you, what kind of grandma talks about vaginal lubricant? And as answers related to the deceased grandfather. Oh, my God. Oh, no, this is going to be another conversation. I swear to Christ. Grandma, if you're listening right now, I don't call me tomorrow. I don't want to talk about this. You can call me. We can talk about other stuff, but not this. Okay? All right.
Line one.
Line one. Okay. Logan?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, she listened to Chappelle, Drew. It's pronounced labia, not labia. Or no.
Clitoris.
Clitoris, not clitoris.
I don't believe you said that.
My grandmother's
what's great. Up, Logan?
Nothing. First of all, I'd just like to say I love the Man Show. I watch it all the time.
Thank you, Jerry.
I listen to you guys every night.
That's loving.
And
I
just started going out with this girl named Chantel.
No. Bogus.
Yeah, we don't believe it.
Okay.
Chantel?
Sorry.
Want to include her last name in that, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, and I thought I knew her.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only known her for 3 weeks, but I started going out with her, like, last week. And she told me at the football game that she was bisexual.
No.
And yeah. I believed that, and I was okay with that.
Yeah.
But then she told me that she'd been abused in the past by her father and by her uncle.
Doesn't sound like he has a balloon in the back of his throat that keeps squeaking.
I'm kind of sick right now.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm nervous.
Okay.
And so when she told me that, I was, like, worried. And I asked her about it, and she told me that she's been abused for 10 years.
Well,
actually, like, she would be lying in bed, and her dad would think she was asleep, so he'd come over and he'd touch her and say things to her.
All right, we know what to do. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Wait,
why did you have to say her name?
I don't know.
Okay. Because he's 15 and he's spazzy.
How many Logans and Chantals can there be?
Well, Logan ain't his real name. It's just Chantal's her real name. That's the irony of it.
Well, that's the sad thing. That's my real name.
All right, Logan. Hey.
Lovely name.
All right, listen. Logan.
Yeah.
She's going to be a handful. If you've listened to this show, you know she's going to be a handful.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not even the end of it. She just told me that she wanted to have a threesome.
Of course.
With me.
Oh, with you?
And one of her friends. Mm. And
at least it wasn't her dad.
Mm. No.
Right. All right. Logan?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It may sound like a victory, or it may sound like a good time, but you're basically taking someone who's screwed up and screwing them up more.
Right.
All right?
That's right.
That's the unfortunate.
B15.
That's the dark side of the threesomes you never hear about.
And B15 for a couple more years.
We'll let her B15, too. Hey, give her love, give her support. See if it works. I don't think it will, but you can try.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a 15-year-old having to cope with this?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. They would have no idea.
Did you tell Drew about the call the other night where the girl was molested by her brother for so many years, and her boyfriend told her to confront her brother, so she finally did, and he shot himself in front of her?
No, I didn't. Whoa. Drew, let me tell you about this call. This girl's being molested?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I forgot. And I said, well, you must have been listening,
yeah.
I guess, Kenny. Thanks. And I was saying, I got to tell Drew this when he comes in. Naturally, I didn't. But did you hear that?
I just did.
Yeah.
We had Bruce Allen.
And so he just went and got a soda he couldn't handle. What happened, though, is the girl's freaked out because she doesn't want to tell her parents.
Why he killed himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically what the parents think is she walked into his bedroom while he was cleaning his gun, and basically he killed himself just sort of timing, you know, serendipity.
Yeah.
When she walked in, he killed himself.
Yeah.
And she can't tell the parents it's because he molested her.
Right.
Now she's totally freaked out because she feels responsible for suicide, and I guess she's angry at him, obviously, for molesting.
Yeah. She needs treatment.
Freaky, huh?
Yeah. It's, It's sad, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's what you wish for all these guys, Adam. There's your case. There it is.
Yeah, but here's the sad part. He probably got molested by somebody.
Of course, but they're all really have that history going.
I know, but once they start getting, you know, a little bit older, they just become.
But it's sad for her because she screwed up even more now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She needs a lot of
help. I mean, she thought it was bad when her brother was just molesting her. Now she confronts him on it.
Yeah.
And he kills himself.
Right.
Mm. In front of her.
Jesse.
Yep.
Very partial.
You're 18.
Uh huh.
What's up?
Yeah. I got a question for Drew and a question for Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, you first. Is it true? I heard somebody say that a girl called in and actually masturbated live on air. Is that true?
No.
This happened over the years a few times.
I was never here.
I think that might have been with the previous host.
Previous host. Maybe Kennedy might have been part of that.
Oh, God.
I like to think that a lot do while they're, you know, driving home from work. And...
Oh, God.
Who was that?
It's your grandparents, isn't it? That's a tape from the 40s.
Who was that?
It's
those
Penthouse Model.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I nailed her good from across the board with my pants on. And what's that, Jesse? No. Okay, yes. Let's say yes.
I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. And what's the next one?
Okay, for Drew,
you're pretty hard up if you have to worry about, you know, archiving shows where a girl might have one day, 10 years ago, masturbated.
You got to get cable. What else?
Okay, for Drew?
Yeah.
I think I masturbate too much. I think I have Adam beat by a lot.
How dare you?
A lot?
It's to the point where...
Hold on a second, my
piece.
Don't listen to the email. You'll see.
All right, well, first off...
You know how they have categories?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have...
when they track hurricanes.
They have like a seniors division and stuff like that in golf. And
hurricanes,
and that
grade
kind of
4,
stuff.
Grade 3.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is I'm 36 years old. You know, if I was 18, my penis put a real whooping on yours. You know what I mean?
We'll talk Jesse.
Slow down a little. I have a few jobs.
So, how old is Jesse?
18. He's just sexual compulsive, though, I think.
Jesse, what are you good for a day?
Anywhere from 10 to 20 times.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Hey. All right, Jesse.
That sounds like a candidate for dehydration right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to get some potassium back in your system.
I tried going. On number 19, I turned inside out. My body shot through my urethra and actually was inside out. My penis was then facing in. And I had to close my mouth, hold my nose to pop my penis back out.
So, how can I stop? I just can't seem to leave it alone.
All right, hold on. We got to call Kennedy's husband, Dave, and find out where he hides the porn.
Yeah.
Kennedy, you say he has no porn around the house?
He does such a good Adam impression.
Oh, does he? All right, good.
No, the only pornography we have in the house right now is the Playboy that I brought home.
I see. And you wouldn't mind if he did have some pornography?
No.
No problem with that. All right, let's give him a buzz. What, will him do the Adam impersonation,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he does a good Adam.
He's more satisfying.
That's right. That's Jimmy. All right, hey, if he's good, he can finish out the show. I'll go home. All right, we'll be back.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
I'm Doug Spence, and if you're just starting to shop for your diamond engagement ring, here's why you should visit Spence Diamonds. First of all, our selection of ring designs is massive, easily the largest in the state. Also, our product knowledge is second to none. After all, diamonds are all we carry. And third, at Spence Diamonds, our prices on quality certified diamonds are guaranteed to be the absolute best. And you'll see that if you check us out at SpenceDiamonds.com. Remember, Spence Diamonds handles both diamond cutting and ring manufacturing in-house. Our advanced cutting technology allows us to cut beautiful, high-quality diamonds in a very cost-effective manner. We can afford to pass exceptional prices on to you. Visit SpenceDiamonds.com for examples of current prices, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington for selection, product know-how, and the guaranteed best diamond value.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Zone105.com has the best online contests.
Oh, come here, you two.
Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can also register to win concert tickets to the best local shows, go to the hottest events, get free movie passes, and more. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Groom.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our old friend Kennedy is in the studio tonight.
Yes.
Kennedy and Dr. Drew are going to be doing a pilot.
But you've actually given, I've never, as sort of oblique as it was, I've never heard him give quite such a resounding endorsement.
For what?
For anything.
The pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried about both your careers. I'm trying to build you up. I realize it's important.
And usually you lead with that.
But when you
exactly.
When you do a project like this, it's important to have a false sense of confidence going in. Otherwise, it could really hurt the product.
I see.
So it's important that you both feel good about it.
I'm glad you know so much.
Oh, yes. I understand.
Remember, everything you turn, for him turns into spun gold.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Adam, what were we thinking about making you the third co-host?
Yeah. You I got a project with UPN right now where I call it sink cam. We just have a camera that said we placed the drain on the sink with a camera and they just watch me get brush my teeth in the morning.
The cash register.
Speaking of which, I walked by the Big Brother last night.
Yes.
I so desperately wanted to infiltrate. I wanted to touch those people.
Drew's involved with the Big Brother, you know.
Yeah. That was when you were over there seeing Julie.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I walked by and I was...
Hey, we can take him to the big booth there, the big control room.
Could I go in the red room and ask him questions?
No. Can't do that. No.
Why not? She's a friend of yours. All right. Listen. We were talking. Kennedy's recently married. Her husband, Dave, is a professional snowboarder. Broke his back a couple of times. But he's none the worse for wear,
yeah.
Right? Great guy. I was speculating that Dave had a little pornography stashed around the house. I was guessing in the board bag, but we have Dave on the line now. Dave?
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for staying up with us.
Dave's had a very busy day. He's been up since very early because his dog got sick.
Kennedy said that it'd be okay if you had some porn around the house.
Right on.
Right. But you don't believe that, do you?
Probably not.
No, I don't believe
it.
Come
on now.
And that's why he's not going
to have porn in the house.
You have a Playboy that she brought home.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. And by the way, I don't consider that porn.
Yeah.
And that's now it's a coaster.
Yeah.
That's what the Playboy is. Now, do you have anything floating around the house?
We have that one video that Jamie accidentally brought over. He thought he was showing us a golf video, and it was in the golf case, but Jamie's friend put in a Playboy, we're going to show you our boobs video.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but beside that, any pornography, Dave?
No pornography right now.
And why not?
No time to buy it.
Yeah. You know, Kennedy would freak if she caught you. Same with Drew.
It's not true.
Drew.
They go to Europe, and they get these butthole mags that
right.
are just, you've never seen anything like
that. And you don't bring those back?
We usually get them taken from the
In customs,
yeah. They tried to steal my busty in Canada 3 weeks ago.
No, like, okay,
to get it back.
We were all in Austria. It was Dave and I and two other snowboarders. And we went into a shop, and I was the one sitting there looking at the filthy German bratwurst mags.
Really?
And they had to pull me out of the car. I was like, oh my God, look at that one!
Dave, what is up with you? You snowboard? How old are you? 27?
27.
Well, not a bad guess. I know more about you than I thought.
Yeah.
And you don't like pornography?
Oh, you gotta be kidding
me. How dare you?
Naked women?
Yes.
You're gay.
Where is it? You should have some at home.
have my wife at home.
That's right. That's right, baby.
First off, your wife is here. She's not at home.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good... See, here's the
time... And knows where she is during the radio broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What you could do with that pornography scares me. Okay, here's the point. You need it for nights like tonight. Kennedy's here. You're back there with the dog. The dog's out of action, if you know what I'm saying. Just neutered, right?
Yeah.
Right. Or spay. Dave?
Yeah.
One last request.
What's that?
We need you to do the Adam Carolla impersonation.
I don't know if I can do it.
I know you can because I've heard it before.
You have?
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Say Adam.
Hey, Kennedy. Shut your mic off.
Yeah, we had this message on our machine saved for so long, and whenever we were down, we would listen to this. Hey, Kennedy, it's Adam. Hear that? Big fart. Missing you. Loving you. Call me.
Did I really fart in the phone?
You farted right in the phone.
This is the most amazing message you've ever heard.
Yeah, we saved that for a few months.
I am so proud. I am tickled pink. That is excellent. Big fart.
Yeah, you said, yeah, it was, and it was so loud and long, too. It was like, hey, Kennedy, it's Adam. Big fart, as if we didn't know what it was.
Well, hey, I farted on the phone today with my buddy Louise, and he thought it was static. So it's a good thing I said fart now, isn't it?
No, it was not. It was unmistakable.
All right. All right, Dave, we'll let you go to bed and dream of moguls.
All right, take care, you guys.
All right, thanks, man.
He has a major stash somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to it right now.
No, because I was the one.
No.
I was
no.
in the hotel, and
no.
I watched the Pamela and Tommy video.
He did.
And he was, yeah.
We didn't want to watch.
He wasn't there.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
In what city?
Oh, I don't remember.
No, I'm asking because if it was in the United States, it was edited.
Yeah, and it was probably in the Midwest, probably in Missouri.
Oh, so they edited it.
Yeah.
You didn't see PD.
Now, you know what? Pornography, hotel pornography for women is a total sham. There's nothing attractive for women at all.
Right.
There's no weenus. It's right. Always flaccid. The women are gross. It's unbelievable.
Right.
It just, yeah, it's completely unsatisfying. And we talked about this before.
Right. I just got back from Canada, and they show you the full thing over there.
Yeah.
Great company.
Although the Hotel Nico, they had this one pornographic video that was just filthy.
Yeah.
It was the first time in a hotel I've seen pornography that...
Crazy Japs.
Yeah.
Jesse?
Good, Adam. Good stuff.
You're 18. What's up? Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah.
You masturbate, what, 20, 22 times a day? I don't call that excessive.
Well,
listen. Were you sexually abused when you were younger?
No.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
No.
How old were you when you started having sex?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I really honestly don't remember.
Were you four?
When I started having... No, I remember doing it as young as eight.
Okay.
Having sexual intercourse with a female?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's sexual abuse.
Is this with a woman or is this with another 8-year-old?
This is with a young girl.
I want you to think about this, Adam. My kids are 8.
Hold on a second. How close am I to hanging up on
this,
Jesse?
Very close.
Do you think he's lying?
He just won't answer the questions.
I just want to know how I can stop.
You have to get treatment for your sexual compulsion. And this is the result. This is what happens, the trajectory that people get set down when they're sexually abused or sexualized as young children.
I bet Jesse has pornography.
Where does he need to go?
SA is a place to start. You consult with a therapist.
How do you find an SA meeting?
Just call local AA. Those are usually easier to get a hold of. But when people are sexualized as a young child, it sort of wires in some brain chemistry that wasn't meant to be activated yet, and it sets you off on a trajectory that causes compulsion and addiction.
Yeah. See, in L.A., the problem is you call the AA meeting and you go, hey, S.A., and they go, hey, Cabacho. It's a little Spanish joke there. Jason?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
You're 21.
Yeah. I think that I'm starting to have a problem with drinking, and I was wondering if when your sex drive is lower, then maybe that's a sign that you're...
Yes, just maybe a sign. He's made up that question.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Once he cares. All right, Casey?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. Now, I have this ex-girlfriend, and I swear to God, she's nuts. Okay. We broke up at least 10 times in 2 years.
Hey, Casey?
Yeah.
Just let me quick disclaimer. We didn't build a fort in your living room.
Yes,
you understand? We'll just talk like adults here for a second.
And she's not. Listen, hold on, dude.
Can I have a flashlight?
Give me a flashlight. Hey, Pat, hey, don't Bogart the Oreos.
All right. Yeah, girlfriend's nuts.
Okay. We broke up 10 times in 2 years, and every time we break up, she runs to my friend, starts crying, and wants me back hella bad. I don't
You're
know.
Gay.
Are you from Northern California?
No, I'm from Lake Stevens, Washington.
Lake Stevens is beautiful.
It's beautiful country over there.
Not really. I think it's kind of crappy.
Yeah, move out to L.A. I'll show you crappy. All right, so
what is with this heat?
108 degrees
again
today.
Think about that.
But the good news is it's humid. Yeah, that's hella bad.
Hella blah.
All right, so she's crazy, and you keep going back to her, and why?
Because I guess I was in love with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the main part of this story is she got back this summer, and we had plans to get back together at the beginning of the school year. And she told me all this stuff that she did with these guys, like she gave guys blowjobs and handjobs, and she got fingered at the dinner table.
Well, first off, you don't know what the custom of the house that she was eating at.
Well, it was a camp, like a summer camp.
Oh,
well, yeah. You know, that's part of the rules at some camps. Yeah. Well, Mabel Strong and Able, get your elbows off the table.
It was a Christian summer camp.
I understand.
Christian songs.
Yeah,
you know, you got to put a finger in the dike for the Lord.
Show of hands. We going to make lanyards or finger bang? We'll go with the finger bang.
Okay. But the second day of school, for some reason, I just didn't want to touch her or look at her or talk to her. So we broke up.
Uh-huh.
And then she calls me up yesterday and just starts crying to me on the phone how bad she wants me back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're very desirable. But listen, Casey.
No, I'm not good looking at all.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, look, she can't stand the breakup part. She also can't stand the intimacy.
Hang on.
Mom.
Okay, I have to talk kind of quiet. But
I hope your mom caught the part where you're talking about how homely you are.
Well, the finger bang would be nice, too.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Putting her fault, too. Hey, Casey.
Uh-huh.
Listen, break up, you screwball.
We did.
No, okay, good. Mean, now stay broken up. I don't mean break up and get back together. I mean, we did. That was 8 breakups ago. I mean, when I said break up.
Break up.
Yeah. It's like if someone was high on heroin and they quit once earlier, but they're back on heroin, and I said quit heroin, you wouldn't say, I did. I'm just doing it now. No, I'm talking about this time. Break up and stay broken up. She's giving the hand jobs and just finger banging at Christian camp.
Christian camp. Jesus goodness, Christ. What is she going to do at S&M camp?
That would not go on at Jewish camp, I'll tell you that right now. There'd be a lawsuit. Tom?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're 21.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we've been together 10 years, and lately, past couple months, whenever I try to get intimate with her, she... backs off.
How old is she?
24.
10 years.
She was 11?
Yeah.
She was 14.
How does that work?
We first met at summer camp.
Yeah. Were you finger banging her at the dinner table?
No.
Sorry. You met. Okay.
I'm thinking about getting married on Valentine's Day.
That's
right. Yeah. And she's backing off, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when she does kiss me, she doesn't use tongue.
Really?
What does she say when you ask her why she's backing away?
Have you asked her?
Not really.
All right. How can we possibly speculate? You've got to talk to her.
But here's the deal, Tom.
You're afraid of what the answer is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When a girl starts backing away and doesn't really give you any answers, she's just pulling out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 10 years. Do you know what I mean? She probably looks at you like a brother at this point.
What would happen if the two of you broke up?
I would be devastated.
Would you?
Seriously.
How do you know? You've never been with anybody else. What if she's not the woman that you're meant to be with? What if you're just together just for the sake of being together for so long?
Yeah. Well, then I wouldn't look at anyone else again.
Ever, as long as you lived.
Not the way I looked at her and the way I feel about her, no.
Well, you never look at the same two people in the same way.
What about Leticia Costa?
Who?
That's my point exactly. Thank you.
That was brilliant, Adam. I've never seen a maneuver like that in regular.
Thank you. Here's what I'm saying, Tom.
Uh-huh.
you look at her as a sort of end-all and be-all, but the reality is she's been a crutch for you over the last X amount of years.
Yeah.
Your development has been put on hold because you've been in a relationship since you were 11 goddamn years old. I can't even fathom that. And even 10 years later, you're scared if she leaves, she's going to take your life with her. Well, the reality is she's pulling out of this thing, and the reality is that that's probably the best thing that's ever happened to you. It's going to be the worst thing that ever happened to you for about 6 months, but if you get your crap together, it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. See what I'm saying?
You can't be in a relationship where you're not a whole person.
Understand, if she pulls out, you're going to have the world's worst 6 months, but if you play it smart and you work hard, the rest of your life will be great. Or you can keep on with this, I'll never look at anyone the same nonsense, and you're screwed for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All right, bud.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
I think I empowered him.
Probably going to keep both you trapped in a relationship that neither of you should be in.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Love one. Love
Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Question, what happens when you forget an anniversary? Whoa, Nelly, it ain't pretty. The results can range from a slight scalp to about 7 weeks in intensive care with a vast network of tubes and wires sustaining your frail body. Point is, you should never, ever forget an anniversary. Which brings us to the anniversary sale at Audio King. Our biggest sale of fall. And while you can occasionally miss an anniversary with your slightly overweight girlfriend who works nights at the donut shop, don't, I repeat, do not miss the anniversary sale at Audio King. Think of it this way, Latka. If you do miss it, you'll miss out on getting a free subwoofer box when you buy select Rockford Fosgate 10 and 12-inch subwoofers starting at $99 and up. That's right, a free sub box. And that's only one of many ultimate buys on decks, amps, speakers, and more. Sorry, donut girl. Maybe next year. So repeat after me. I will never forget another anniversary. The Audio King anniversary sale, that is.
Hey, hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Sex World now offers tattoos and body piercings.
Nice, Justin. Tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a short prepared statement.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
Very well. Sin and Ink. Tattoos and body piercing now available at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
Until now, this was the sound of facial moisturizers. That sounds pleasant. Those are heavy waxes and thickeners, the stuff that leaves a greasy feeling on your face. That's Biore Balancing Moisturizer, the powerful new way to moisturize that only feels light. Its unique lightweight foam delivers essential moisture that penetrates deep yet feels light on your face, whatever your skin type. Available in oil-free and normal to dry. Biore Balancing Moisturizer. Clean. Honest.
Commercials are more believable if you get to know real customers. So on the line with me is Michael Weisbrod, a Geico auto insurance customer. Michael, tell us about the real you.
So I'm 5'11", 170 pounds. My turn-ons are sunsets, honest people, walks on the beach, puppies, and low-cost car insurance.
It doesn't get any more real than that. To join sensitive people like Michael, call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could save 15% or more. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Forget about the phone number. Kennedy is our guest tonight. Our good friend, Kennedy. She is out here doing a pilot with Dr. Drew.
Oh, Adam.
Doing a fabulous radio show in Seattle. And, many irons in the fire. And politically incorrect tonight, right?
Yep, midnight.
So, as soon as the show's over, friends, just turn that in. Tune that in, I should say. Also, Rudy from Survivor. And who else?
Carl Lewis and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. When I was on with him once, and there was a woman, a commentator, sitting next to him, all of a sudden he was starting to get people getting lost in a big discussion. He was kind of quiet, and all of a sudden he leans over and goes, "Honey, you're just so beautiful. Sitting there, you just look so great."
Creepy.
And everybody's like, "Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, back to the discussion."
Anyhow.
So.
All right. I think I did see that one. It was a couple of years ago or something like that. Drew, when's the last time you were on that show?
2 weeks ago.
I see.
When's the last time you were on the show?
Hi, hello?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday?
No way. Right.
They did a very special Sunday edition. Now,
Corolla Sunday.
I guess I was on like 2 months ago or so.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago you were on?
Yeah, maybe three. It's 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Carla?
Hello?
What's up?
Okay.
With Ralph Nader.
Oh, that's right.
Socialist.
Okay. I've been kind of like seeing this guy for about a year now, since like last August. But I'm not sure if I should stay with him or not, because when we got together, like, he had a girlfriend, but I knew and everything. But I don't know if I should keep seeing him, because he, like, sees other girls and stuff.
Other girls or that same girlfriend?
Like, he stays with that one girl.
Yeah.
But
how old is he?
He's 18. Yeah.
So you just sort of have a service agreement with him.
I guess, but I mean.
Well, what do you mean? Should you stay with him?
You're not even with him.
You're not with him.
I really love this guy. Like,
yeah, you're not with him.
Hold on. You love him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Like a lot.
And he can get another girlfriend too, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Does he love you?
Huh?
No.
Does he love you?
No. More than life.
Like I mean, he means a lot to me.
No, does he love you?
He's never said it to me.
Well, then that's not love. Move on. You know, if you're gonna put your heart out for somebody like that, why don't you at least do yourself a favor and expect something in return? This guy's never gonna give you anything.
All right, I got two questions for you, Darla. You give me A or B. All right.
All right.
Is it A, your dad abandoned you, or B, you're overweight? Which one?
Neither.
Huh?
Neither.
Skinny with daddy around?
No.
You're overweight.
Mm-mm.
Which one?
I love him like a lot. It's neither one of those.
Your dad's around?
Yeah, my dad's around.
He loves you. He doesn't beat you. He's not a drunk.
Nothing.
He pays attention to you?
Huh?
He pays attention to you? Your dad does?
Yeah, he does.
What's he do for a living?
We have our own service. Our own,
Hey, pimp?
My dad?
He has his own service?
Yeah, we have our own, landscaping service.
I see. Guilty. And he toils in the sun all day.
By the way, I want to hear the Dr. Drew song.
Okay. Oh, we're going to hear that. Darla?
Uh-huh.
Get some self-esteem, baby. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, like, I have other guys and stuff, but I mean, he means a lot to me. Like,
all right. He's an idiot. I understand.
There we go. She lost her virginity.
Yeah. This guy, you were never with him. He never left his first girlfriend.
It's an artificial attachment.
He's a cheater.
Yes.
He's an idiot. Do yourself. Here's. All right. Darla,
uh-huh.
I'm very much in empowering our listeners tonight.
Hallelujah.
Here's the deal, baby.
Yeah.
Look at yourself as a little bit of a fork in the road here.
Uh-huh.
One way is a very bad life. It's a whole life of being under guys' thumbs and of being stepped on and sucking. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The other way is an empowering lesbian road. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, the other one says, I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm going to do what's best for me.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the problem. With this, you're at the fork now. Once you go down this one road for a while, that's just your life. You can't even get off it. You just become the doormat.
It sucks though, because like even when I'm with other guys, I can't like help.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be better when you get away from this guy and you give yourself some strength,
some time.
Get away from him.
Just some time away. No contact.
Me?
No contact.
Okay.
All right.
Screwball. Do you have an older sister?
No, she passed away a few years ago.
From what?
A car accident.
Hmm.
This may be part of the deal here.
Yeah. We were, like, really close.
Is that when, that's when you started hooking up with this guy?
No, it was, like, a few years after, like, three or four years after.
3 years after.
Yeah. So she was, like, older. She's, like, 14 years older than me.
And you were 14 years older?
Yeah, my sister.
She was 24 and you were 10?
Yeah.
Wow. You got another brother that's 47 years older than you?
No.
Is your dad, your mom have another family, another father or something?
No, I have a stepbrother and a stepsister, but I've never met them before.
Where's your biological father?
He's here. He lives with me.
And where did the step come in?
A marriage before.
For him? For your dad?
Yeah.
Is that considered stepbrothers and stepsisters?
Aren't those half-brothers?
Marriage?
Aren't those half-brothers?
Well, yeah, they would be half-brothers and sisters.
Aren't those half-brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's a lot missing here. The whole story we're not getting.
But your dad's a great guy, and he's there for you full time.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
And what would the rest of his other family, his multi-other family members say?
Oh, that my dad's whole family is kind of screwed.
Okay. Did you read about Screaming Jay Hawkins?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Darla?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about, Darla.
That's what we're talking about.
And your denial about it is really part of the problem.
Screaming Jay Hawkins, where I have a website trying to find
find old kids because he has like 100.
Okay.
Be fair to Screaming Jay.
Play the tape for Kennedy.
Passed away. He's only in the 50s. All right, let's hear Dr. Drew.
Pee on this stick. This makes me sick. Pee on this stick. This makes me sick. If I find you stealing my underwear again, here's what's going to happen. Asshole.
Stuff like this. Stuff like this. Stuff like this.
Got another 40
makes me
seconds
sick
there.
You're fat.
Asshole.
You're fat.
Can I say that?
You're fat.
Hard.
You're overweight. I want to be dominated. You're gay. I want to be dominated. You're gay. When I was 19, I ate about 4 boiled peyote buttons and stayed up all night but felt no effect. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? This is not acceptable. Can I say that? You're fat. Not acceptable. Pee on this stick. Not acceptable. Boiled peyote buttons. Not acceptable. You're overweight. Not acceptable. Can I say that?
Say that? Now, that was the...
I'm a rapist.
Hold on, Drew. Hold on. The mic's hot, buddy. Hey, hold on a second. Anderson, you wave to Drew when the mics heat up so we don't have any more of those embarrassing situations go out over the air. Okay, Anderson? You hear me?
Voice ass down.
You start doing your job. When we're coming back out of a song or drop or something, wave so Drew doesn't get caught in the middle of a sentence that way.
I'm trying to do my best, you know, under really difficult circumstances.
We're going to go to break.
I'm sorry that rape comment got out over the air. Can we do it? Are we in delay?
I'm pretty devastated. Do I want to do a pilot with a man like that?
Are we in delay? Can
I
we cut
that? Door.
Okay, you cut that right back? Good. All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back.
Hello. It's your radio.
I'm a rapist.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens. What are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you. And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
Savings up to 50%. That's good. But it's not good enough. During Guitar Center's 72-hour green tag sale. Every green tag means savings not up to, but at least 50% off lists. And not one or two items. We're talking hundreds of deals throughout the store. Guitars from Ibanez or Jackson, 55% off. Your choice, just $179. Green tag keyboards from Roland, Kurzweil, and more. Boom cymbal stands or 16-inch Chinas. Your choice, only $39. Remember, the deals start at half off and get better from there. 50, 60, even 70% off list. Save 67% on Shure vocal mics, just $49. And get this, every stand and gig bag in the store, at least 50% off list. Save not up to, but at least 50% off during Guitar Center's 72-hour green tag sale. Come in today, because Sunday night, the tags come down. And drummers, enter Drum Off 2000 for a chance to win a Ford Escape, courtesy of Sabian Cymbals. Call 1-877-MUSICIAN for the store nearest you.
Hello? Is anybody listening? Okay, for decades, tobacco companies have illegally targeted underage smokers. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs.
Yo, check it out. This is a memo from Brown and Williams and the makers of Cool Cigarettes. Quote, it's a well-known fact that teenagers like sweet products. Honey might be considered. End quote.
Honey. Memo from the makers of Newport. Quote, the face of our business is the high school student.
end quote.
Memo from Philip Morris, makers of Marlboro, quote, today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer, end quote.
The sales report from Philip Morris, and I quote, sales outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. This account is located two blocks from high school, end quote.
If you want to hear more quotes from tobacco companies that prove they targeted teens, go to tmvoice.com.
The TM stands for Target Market.
That's us.
That's enough, guys. I gotta go.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Zone 105 at Jake's and Crystal on Friday night, and Bebop's and Blaine and Bogart's in Apple Valley on Saturday night for prizes and a chance to qualify for the mystery trip to San Francisco for the best buffalo wings smothered in your choice of 12 signature sauces, a full menu, and a bar, and a multitude of TVs and big screens for all the big games. Visit a Buffalo Wild Wings nearest you. Come on down for Tuesdays at 2 weeks. Every Tuesday, join Zone 105 and please for 2-for-1 drink specials. Register to win great prizes, including tickets to the only alive and drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest, Pro Kart Indoors. Tui's, located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. Go Loco in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours. For the ultimate spring break vacation, call Bianchi Rossi Tours at 1-800-875-4525 today. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
Minnesota's largest on-air collection of alternative classics. This is 105 Music.
Why the words you say?
The alternative revolution lives on. 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. That's it. I want to thank Kennedy for coming in here and doing a wonderful job.
Oh,
for
thank
tonight.
You for having me.
Well, as you, I heard you were in town. I made a few phone calls, pulled a few strings,
yeah.
And we're able to get you in here just last thing. Like, hey, I want to thank Drew for coming in tonight. It's a pleasure. Are you going to be back tomorrow night?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, filling in for Dr. Bruce tomorrow night. Drew,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, tonight.
I had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
Yeah. We're going to take this little 22-hour break. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Suck my white balls.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. The alternative radio revolution lives on. KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a queen. I'm a widow, but then I'm not doing it. I don't belong here.
Alternative Classic, Zone 105, and music from Radiohead. And get ready, Kid A, Radiohead's next album is out in stores October 3rd. What's going on? It's Ben, up all night playing 20 years of Alternative Classics. Give me a request, 989-9105. That's what I do. So far up this hour, I've got Aha planned, also Garbage. Right now, it's David Bowie on Alternative Classic, Zone 105. Come on.
You're getting shorter, the weather's getting colder, and it only gets worse from here.
101.5 understands. That's why we're going to take you to a place far away from it all. We're going to send you to Iceland. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to Iceland. There, you'll get lavish hotel accommodations, access to the refreshing hot springs. And then, once you've relaxed, we're throwing in tickets to the Iceland Airwaves 2000 Music Festival. Just email, fax, or send us a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lou Chee will pick a winner at random. The Iceland Airwaves 2000 Music Festival. From Iceland Air and alternative classics. Zone 105.
Dying just to feel you by my side. of alternative.